Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
The reality is the storm isn't even over yet. It's still hitting Cape Breton very hard right now. The tail end of the hurricane is, or post-tropical storm Fiona is hitting them. So it will take a few days to get damage assessments, that's for sure.
Nova Scotia Emergency Management Minister John Lauer, and that obviously was from yesterday when Fiona was hitting Cape Breton and hit Cape Breton very, very hard, and particularly Cape Breton Regional Municipality has declared a state of emergency over the impact of Fiona. And from what we understand, the mayor has said this is a state of emergency that will stay in place for some 7 days. Gord MacDonald is District 1 council member of the Cape Breton Regional Municipality. Gord is in Sydney. Gordon, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. How badly is your community damaged?
Hi, Roy, and thanks for asking us to come on and talk about that. We're pretty battered down here on Cape Breton Island, here in the CBRM, where we have approximately 70 roads that were blocked as of this morning. Power lines, rows of power poles are down. There's major electrical infrastructure that has been down. It's just fortunate that I'm able to be able to connect with you right after we spoke earlier today. We lost all of our services again, so we got a pretty unstable network. So things have been very tried and tested over the last day and a half. And, fortunately, some of the work crews are out working on trying to get some of the systems up and running now.
Shared with us, please, Gordon, what it was like. And you're not unfamiliar in Cape Breton on the storms that come in and come in very hard and very fast. What was this one like?
This one was very eerie, Roy. It had a very odd feel to it. It came in, the air was very still as it entered in. You could feel it for hours. And then when it kind of picked up slow, and then before you know it, by the time the winds and the rain started picking up, there was trees being uprooted. There was things blowing around. It was blinding. I have a fair sized yard here in the area, which I was out checking things out during some of the storm, and it was raging. It's probably one of the worst storms I've experienced in my lifetime, and the water, the ocean, the waves were coming across some of the shorelines, some of the roads. It was the impact and the power of that storm was somewhat impressive, to say the least.
When we spoke earlier with the town manager at Port-au-Basque in Newfoundland, she was telling us that in a matter of seconds, houses were ripped off their foundations. A two-story apartment building was ripped off its foundations. Houses found themselves hurled into the ocean, and it was a 40 to 50-foot wave that just crested in and just took everything down. And when you think of that kind of raw power coming off the sea, it's terrifying. You must have felt some of that as well in your community. Like, what next?
Well, what next? Well, when you're experiencing that high amount of wind and the amount of rain that was coming in with that, and you got trees bending somewhat at a 45 or more degree angle,
wow,
some of them touching the ground, and then you see what the surf is doing and the power of the ocean, and to add to that, what is going to happen to the houses along the shores? And I mean, we're an island; we got lots of shores and we got lots of roads and roads that run along our shorelines. So I understand down in their western community on the west side of the island, a lot of those shorelines have been, roadways have been affected, and there's bridges are out down there. And, it's the ocean is a powerful beast, and, Fiona certainly curled up some of the toughest parts of that situation the other day.
How much housing have you lost? How many people are without homes?
So right now, I believe what we understand, there's approximately 120 people that are in shelters at the moment. There's a lot of people still living within their own places. The roofs are torn off. They're trying to cover them up. I was down to see one of our veterans, a senior, this afternoon, him and his wife. We're in a situation, I don't know how their house is not crushed. There's six trees laying across the top of the house now. And I mean, massive trees. These are 60-foot monsters. and all that's holding them up is the roots that are still attached to the ground. How they didn't get any damn anything. Like, if that had a crash through, they would never survive that. And those people don't want to leave their homes. He's a veteran. He served, and you know, he's not a young guy. So we're trying to get our emergency services to be able to step up and to be able to, you know, help in these situations. I was speaking earlier to the mayor. We have our reserves and our military are ready to come in and help in some of these situations as well. So, you know, we got all of our resources going together, and, you know, we're just hoping for the best.
And you have a 7-day state of emergency.
It's going to take that at least to get everything opened up and to be able to make sure that residents are safe at least. We have to allow the time for emergency services and Nova Scotia Power to get in here to be able to get the power back. And, you know, I think it's in the best interest of our emergency service people and the residents to keep that in place for 7 days. Yeah. And fortunately, we were able to have that meeting early in the morning during Fiona's worst conditions, because then we lost all communications for the rest of the day after that. So. At least we had our emergency measures situation in control.
Yeah. Gordon, do you have anything that you want to share with listeners who are from Nova Scotia, from Cape Breton, from the Sydney area, and listening in different parts of this country, listening to us? They live in other parts of the country now, but their hearts are still back home in Atlantic Canada.
Well, you know, anybody that comes from Nova Scotia and to refer themselves as a Blue Noser, as our premier said today, we're resilient people. We look after our neighbors. If one of our neighbors are in trouble, we're in trouble. That's one of the things that we're proud of doing, and especially here on Cape Breton Island and, you know, certainly in my district. So, you know, I see people today out with chainsaws, opening up streets. I see the people, helping get trees off of their cars, helping people get branches out of off their homes, you know, bringing ladders, bringing generators. I had a family of four just call me and tell me, oh, Gord, my neighbor gave me a brand new generator. Anybody you know that needs some help, send them down. And, you know, so that's what we got going on. And, you know, we got lots of volunteers running our comfort centers. So, you know, if you're a Blue Noser out there from anywhere in the country, whether it's in D.C. or Labrador, you know, we're resilient and we're definitely going to be looking after each other.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.